Good morning. It's Wednesday, the 23rd of November, and during Grief Awareness Week, Obituaries journalist Lindsay Bruce shares how her personal experiences with grief have impacted her writing. I'm Kate Brown, and you're listening to The Courier Daily. Find the latest episode of The Courier Daily or subscribe to the series on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you listen to your favourite podcasts. The Courier Daily, local news that you need to know. Now back to our featured story, and obituaries writer Lindsay Bruce has bravely shared her experiences with grief in opinion pieces for The Courier over the past few years. During Grief Awareness Week, Lindsay has offered to join us to share how her personal experiences have impacted her job as an obituaries writer and why some losses have been harder to write about than others. Lindsay, thank you for joining us today. What do you feel is your role as an obituaries writer?
My role as an obituaries writer is to celebrate the lives of the people that have made us, the people that have contributed to life in Dundee or Perth or wherever, just to celebrate just the incredible people that we get to do life with day by day.
So when did you move into sharing your own stories?
Over the years as a journalist, I've had the privilege of being able to write some opinion pieces and columns. And so as a bit of an oversharer, I always talk about what's going on in my own life, whether that's been, you know, being a mum or whether it has been going through grief when I lost my granddad or when my husband and I went through multiple miscarriages or more recently talking about the loss of my niece because of a drunk driver.
So what were some things that you learned about grief through these experiences?
I think that, you know, there's no rules when it comes to grief. That's the first thing. How you would grieve a person and how I have grieved may be entirely different. And that might differ from loss to loss. How I navigated miscarriage was completely different to what it was like losing my 20-year-old niece, for example. I think I always liken grief to like being the waves on a beach. At first, it's like a tsunami. You're absolutely engulfed and you don't even know if you'll ever get your head above water again. And, you know, but over time, not that the loss is any less, but it just feels like the waves are just there day by day, just lapping your feet. And then, of course, anniversaries and birthdays and the first time you go through an event like Christmas without a loved one, then, you know, they come crashing back in again and it feels again like, oh, my goodness, I thought we were past this. But, you know, it's not that the loss is any less. It's just that you become a stronger swimmer when it comes to grief and you learn to deal with these things day by day.
Mm. So what was it like for you to grieve somebody that you lost?
It was 20 years since I lost my granddad. And still raw, still raw. I can't even talk about him now without being emotional. And I think that's the essence of why I love obituaries writing, because I know that the loss for people is so profound and it's so life-changing. Like, life is never going to be the same again for a family that's lost a loved one. And I still feel that. I would still want to pick up the phone now and phone my papa and say, you'll never believe it, I'm going to be on a podcast. Because that's how important he was to me. And so I think grief is just, it feels like, in one minute, it feels like it's going to choke you and you never think you're going to get through the other side. And then the next minute you're feeling guilty because it's not choking you anymore. It's such a complex emotion. And in Grief Awareness Week, it's so important to acknowledge the spectrum of that, that some days it is just like a weight on your chest. And then other days it feels like the sun's shining again and that the love that you had for that person is still there in a completely different way from it once was.
So have you found that your experiences with grief has changed the way you approach writing obituaries?
Absolutely. I think when you know what it's like to lose someone important to you, you're never going to speak to a grieving family as though you're owed a story or they should speak to you or any of those things. Every time I speak to a family, I treat it as an absolute privilege that someone would take the time to entrust me with the story of their loved one. Like, I never take that for granted. It's always a privilege. It's always a privilege to hear about somebody's granny or somebody's child or the politician that did such a good job or whoever it is. It's always a privilege to to be at the other end of a phone call or across a table from someone telling me about a person who has changed their life, and for that person whose life will never be the same again because they're no longer in it.
Thank you, Lindsay. Well, you can find Lindsay's opinion piece about miscarriage and her obituaries columns on the Career website. Thanks for joining us today on the Courier Daily. Don't forget to check out the website for more local news. Find us at thecourier.co.uk. If you're enjoying the show, give us a rating wherever you get your podcasts, and don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Make sure you check back tomorrow for all the local news that you need to know. The Courier. Local matters.